And you're very welcome back to the News at One. Well, we'll go north to start today, and NECAP, the Irish language rap group, has won a discrimination case it took against former British Conservative Party Minister Kemi Badenoch. She's now the Conservative leader. She refused an arts grant to the rap group when she was a minister in the then Tory government. Well, our northern correspondent Conor McCauley joins us now from Belfast. Conor, NECAP are known to many of us from the movie based on their story. Why did they take this case against the UK government?
Well, this case goes back a number of years. Back then, NECAP applied for a grant. I mean, they weren't the big kind of worldwide phenomenon that they are at the moment, really. But back then, they were applying for a grant with a UK-based arts organisation. They were actually approved for around £14,000. But the grant needed sign-off from several UK government departments, and Kemi Badenoch was the minister in one of them. Now, she apparently blocked the grant. NECAP said it was because she didn't like their politics. They had also had a poster advertising a tour back in 2019 which had featured the then Conservative leader Boris Johnson on a rocket, and they thought that those couple of things, the fact that they were ridiculing Boris Johnson, the fact that generally she didn't like the politics, that that was the real reason that she had blocked the grant. So they had challenged that decision in court. And today it was announced in Belfast High Court that a settlement had been reached. The UK government, which of course it has to be said is now a Labour administration, accepted that the original decision not to give them the grant had been unlawful and procedurally unfair. So that UK government, the Labour government, has agreed now to pay them the £14,000 they'd been approved for originally, and also to pay the costs of this action.
And a NECAP band member arrived at the High Court in what you might call artistic style. Tell us about that and what he had to say after the hearing.
Yeah, we've come to expect NECAP to make a bit of an impact on these occasions, and this morning was a case in point. The band member called DJ Provy arrived at Belfast High Court in a mocked-up police Land Rover which was flying a tricolour and a Palestinian flag. He hopped out of the back accompanied by his solicitor and then strode into court wearing his trademark tricolour balaclava. The proceedings themselves were very short. Mr Justice Schofield was the judge who heard those. He said he was happy to hear that there had been a settlement. He said to some mirth in the courtroom, he thought there was probably very little that NECAP and the UK government actually agreed about. He wished both sides well, and then he sent all the participants on their way with a hearty gurumayagov. So everyone was quite tickled to hear some Irish being spoken in court in respect of this case. And then outside, of course, we had the press conference with DJ Provy, who addressed the waiting media and set out his reaction to the finding.
Today, unsurprisingly, the British government's own courts ruled that they acted illegally in stopping funding the NECAP. For us, this action was never about £14,250. Could have been 50 pence. The motivation was equality. This was an attack on artistic culture, an attack on the Good Friday Agreement itself, and an attack on NECAP and our way of expressing ourselves. Today we will send the full amount awarded to two youth organisations in Belfast who will work with the two communities to create a better future for our young people. £7,125 will go to Glorna Mona and Ballymurphy, and £7,125 will go to our city Belfast on the Shankill Road.
A NECAP band member speaking there in Belfast, and that report from our northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.